iPhone 12, a cheat sheet, by Lance Whitney in the Tech Republic newsletter on October 13th. This guide to the new iPhone 12 family describes the features, specs, and prices if you're considering buying one or simply want to learn more about the lineup. 2020 has seen the release of four new iPhones, all of which Apple revealed at a virtual launch event on Tuesday, October 13th. The iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12, iPhone 12 Pro, and iPhone 12 Pro Max offer varying sizes, features, and prices. As such, Apple has designed its new lineup to reach a wide array of customers with different needs and budgets. The four new iPhone models are also the first Apple phones to include 5G connectivity, a potential consideration when shopping for a new phone. Beyond adding 5G, Apple has equipped the iPhone 12 family with its powerful new A14 Bionic processor, a Super Retina XDR display, a more durable ceramic shield front cover, and a MagSafe feature for more reliable wireless charging, and support for attachable accessories. Apple has also beefed up the cameras on the new iPhones with an array of advanced features designed to enhance and fine-tune your photos and videos. The iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 come with a dual camera system in the rear with wide and ultra-wide lenses. The iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max add a third telephoto lens as well as a fourth lens for LiDAR, augmented reality, AR, mapping. Other innovative camera features found in all four new phones include Deep Fusion to flesh out more detail in low-light conditions, Smart HDR3 to better balance all the elements in a scene, and Night Mode Time-Lapse for time-lapse photography at night. Plus, the two Pro models now natively support shooting and editing photos in RAW format via a feature called Apple Pro RAW. Even the edges of the phones have changed, reverting from the rounded edges found in the iPhone 11 to the flat edge design of the old iPhone 5. What are the key features in the iPhone 12 family? 5G. The 5G technology in all four new iPhone 12 models supports both sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave networks. The sub-6 GHz spectrum is more pervasive, can travel farther, and is more resistant to interference. But it's also more crowded, limiting its actual speed. In contrast, millimeter wave is much faster, but is more susceptible to interference, and so works best only at close range to cell towers. In the U.S., AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon Wireless offer both types of networks, but millimeter wave is considered the up-and-comer, especially by Verizon. The major carriers have been rolling out their 5G networks, but access, especially in the U.S., remains limited to major cities. So unless you live in the right spot, you're not going to see better performance with just a 5G smartphone. Adding 5G does make the iPhone 12 lineup more future-proof, as 5G should be more ubiquitous in a couple of years as coverage expands. This aspect is important since budget-conscious consumers are holding onto their smartphones longer than in the past. Of course, Samsung and other Android phone vendors have been equipping their phones with 5G, so Apple needs the feature if only to stay competitive. 5G can be a drain on the battery. Apple has wisely introduced a smart data mode feature. When 5G is not needed, the phone automatically drills down to 4G. Processor. The latest iPhones are powered by the new A14 Bionic processor, which is also found in the 2020 iPad Air 4 announced in September. As Apple's most advanced mobile chip yet, the A14 is designed to improve performance and save on battery life. The new 6-core processor has 4 high-efficiency cores and 2 high-performance cores. Using a new and innovative 5-nanometer process, the latest chip is home to 11.8 billion transistors, up from the 8.5 billion in last year's A13 Bionic. The higher transistor count means the A14 is not only faster, but more power efficient. Moving from 8 to 16 cores, the A14's neural engine can process 11 trillion operations per second, increasing the speed of computations and machine learning. Display. All 4 new iPhones support OLED screens outfitted with Apple's Super Retina XDR display and High Dynamic Range HDR, offering a 2 million to 1 contrast ratio and 1200 nits of maximum brightness. These are some of the most advanced screens ever built into an iPhone. Taken together, these features provide superior image quality, greater energy efficiency, more accurate colors, and better contrast over traditional LCD screens. Ceramic Shield Screen. Through a feature called Ceramic Shield, the iPhone 12 includes ceramic in its front glass display, thus making the screen tougher and more drop-resistant. This process works by adding a new high-temperature crystallization method that grows nano-ceramic crystals within the glass matrix. Based on Apple's testing, Ceramic Shield increases the iPhone 12's drop performance by 4 times over the iPhone 11. Rear cameras. The iPhone mini and iPhone 12 sport 2 12-megapixel rear cameras, one wide and the other ultra-wide. The iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max have 3 12-megapixel rear cameras, wide, ultra-wide, and telephoto. Plus, the 2 Pro models devote the 4th lens for LiDAR mapping to measure distance and depth of objects more accurately, a feature of benefit to augmented reality apps. The wide camera boasts an f1.6 aperture, the fastest yet on an iPhone, which Apple says will provide 27% more light in low-light conditions. The 12-megapixel telephoto cameras found in the 2 iPhone 12 Pro models offer an f2.0 aperture with a 52mm focal length, a 4x or 5x optical zoom range, and optical image stabilization. On the video front, the rear cameras in the iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 can shoot HDR video with Dolby Vision up to 30 frames per second, while the ones on the 2 Pro iPhone 12 models can shoot HDR video with Dolby Vision up to 60 frames per second. Front camera. The iPhone 12's front-facing 12-megapixel camera offers an f2.2 aperture and can shoot HDR video with Dolby Vision up to 30 frames per second. Quick take. Introduced with iOS 13 on the iPhone 11, the Quick Take feature lets you tap and hold the shutter button to take a quick video while you're composing a regular still photo. That video then appears as a short clip in your photos library. Night mode. This camera mode is automatically enabled when it's dark enough to use it, and it works with the new camera sensors to make low-light photos pop. Night mode takes shorter and longer frames and merges them automatically for better low-light performance. All 4 iPhone 12 models incorporate night mode on both the rear and front cameras. The new night mode time-lapse feature provides longer exposure times, better lighting, and smoother exposure for time-lapse photography when your phone is on a tripod. Smart HDR 3. The Smart HDR 3 feature uses the new camera sensors to capture better HDR shots and portrait mode shots. Apple Pro RAW. Built into the iPhone 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max, this feature allows you to capture photos in a RAW format, but with all the advanced camera tools and technologies to enhance the image. You can also edit Apple Pro RAW images directly in the iPhone's Photos app and other third-party apps. Design. In a major design change, the newest iPhones have shifted away from the rounded edges of the iPhone 11 and reverted to the flat edge shape last seen on the iPhone 5 and currently found on the iPad Pro. MagSafe. Introduced with the iPhone 12 lineup, MagSafe improves the wireless charging built into the phone for faster and more accurate charging. But there's more. MagSafe also offers a magnetic base through which accessories can attach themselves to the phone. One example, Apple has touted a MagSafe-compatible thin wallet that attaches itself to the back of the phone. Battery. The batteries in the iPhone 12 models will be 10% larger than the ones in the iPhone 11 due to the extra drain taken by 5G. The iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max promise at least an hour longer of time on a single charge. But the iPhone 12 mini's battery life is more limited due to its smaller size. Colors. The iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 come in the traditional white and black, but also blue, green, and red. The iPhone 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max are available in blue, gold, graphite, and silver. More features in the iPhone 12. The iPhone 12 family also include these shared features: Wi-Fi 6, 802.11ax, for up to 38% faster download speeds, better dust and water resistance, IP68 rating on the iPhone 12 Pro for up to 4 meters of water at up to 30 minutes, fast charging for up to 50% battery capacity in just 30 minutes, audio sharing with two sets of AirPods to Beats headphones on a single phone, spatial audio that simulates surround sound, Dolby Atmos that simulates sound moving around in a 3D space, dual SIM with eSIM. To keep down the prices of the new phones and reduce the carbon footprint of accessories, Apple is selling the iPhone 12 without earbuds or charging plugs in the box. The only accessory in the box is the standard Lightning to USB-C cable. Apple also likely expects that many buyers already have earbuds and USB chargers on hand. What are the differences between the four iPhone 12 models? iPhone 12 mini, the baby of the bunch. The iPhone 12 mini offers a screen size of 5.4 inches with storage options of 64 gigabytes, 128 gigabytes, or 256 gigabytes. The screen resolution is 2340 by 1080 pixels at 476 pixels per inch. The phone incorporates ceramic shield in the front with a glass back and an aluminum design. The iPhone 12 mini uses a dual camera system in the rear with a 12-megapixel wide and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide lens. Offered in black, white, red, blue, green, the phone starts at $699. $1,500. iPhone 12, next in line. iPhone 12 has the most of the same specs as that of the iPhone 12 mini, but the iPhone 12 offers a 6.1-inch screen with a resolution of 2532 by 1170 pixels at 460 ppi and a starting price of $799. iPhone 12 Pro. The iPhone 12 Pro also has a screen size of 6.1 inches with the same 2532 by 1170 pixel resolution, but adds a variety of advanced features over the iPhone 12. The case uses a ceramic shield front with a textured matte glass back and stainless steel design. Storage options include 128 gigabytes, 256 gigabytes, and 512 gigabytes. The three-camera system in the rear adds a 12-megapixel telephoto lens with an f2.0 aperture and a LiDAR scanner. The iPhone 12 Pro also supports Apple Pro RAW for shooting and editing photos in RAW format. This model starts at $999. iPhone 12 Pro Max, the king of the bunch. The iPhone 12 Pro Max is similar to the iPhone 12 Pro in most ways, but offers a screen size of 6.7 inches with a resolution of 2778 by 1284 resolution at 458 pixels per inch. The optical and digital zoom rates are also slightly higher than those in the iPhone 12 Pro, while the price starts at $1,099. Reader's note, the article included a specification sheet comparing each phone, but it was omitted due to time constraints. What are the main competitors to the iPhone 12? With all four iPhone 12 models offering different sizes and features at different prices, the competition is wide open. iPhone 12 mini competition. Competing with the 5.4-inch iPhone 12 mini are such phones as the Samsung Galaxy S10e and the Google Pixel 4, starting at $599. The Galaxy S10e offers a 5.8-inch AMOLED screen with two rear cameras, wide and ultra-wide, face recognition, and a fingerprint scanner, starting at $799. The Google Pixel 4 comes with a 5.7-inch OLED display with wide-angle and telephoto cameras in the rear and facial recognition, but no fingerprint sensor. Neither phone includes 5G connectivity. iPhone 12 and 12 Pro competition. Rivals to the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Pro encompass several of Samsung's Galaxy phones, including the S10, S10 Plus, S20, and S20 FE. Among these Galaxy phones, only the S20 and S20 FE are 5G models, starting at $749. The Galaxy S10 has a 6.1-inch screen, starting at $849. The S10 Plus bumps the screen size to 6.4 inches. Galaxy S20 normally starts at $999 and offers a 6.2-inch screen, while the S20 FE starts at just $699 with a screen size of 6.5 inches. Also built with 5G, Google's Pixel 5 and the upcoming Pixel 4a 5G are worth considering. The Google Pixel 5 starts at $699 and includes a 6-inch screen, while the Pixel 4a 5G starts at $499 and offers a screen size of 6.2 inches. iPhone 12 Pro Max competition. Rivals to the iPhone 12 Pro Max are Samsung's Galaxy S20 Plus, Galaxy S20 Ultra, Galaxy Note 20, and Galaxy Note 20 Ultra, normally starting at $1,199. The Galaxy S20 Plus comes with a 6.7-inch screen, starting at $1,399. The S20 Ultra features a whopping 6.9-inch display. The Note 20 starts at $999 and offers a 6.7-inch screen, while the Note 20 Ultra starts at $1,299 and includes a 6.9-inch display. What is the target market for the iPhone 12? The iPhone 12 family is designed for first-time buyers, as well as those looking to upgrade from an iPhone 10 or 11 model or older iPhones. But Apple is naturally hoping to lure unsatisfied Android users who may be leaning toward an iPhone. The iPhone 12 mini is targeted for budget-conscious consumers who are more comfortable with a smaller screen. Moving up the line, the iPhone 12 is geared towards buyers who crave a larger screen but don't need all the bells and whistles of the Pro line. The iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max are aimed at traditional consumers as well as photographers and videographers willing to pay extra not only for a large screen but also for the advanced camera lenses and other cutting-edge photographic features. How much does the iPhone 12 cost? iPhone 12 mini will be available at these prices: 64 gigabytes for $699, 128 gigabytes for $749, 256 gigabytes for $849. The iPhone 12 will be available at these prices: 64 gigabytes for $799, 128 gigabytes for $849, 256 gigabytes for $949. The iPhone 12 Pro will be available at these prices: 128 gigabytes for $999, 256 gigabytes for $1,099, 512 gigabytes for $1,299. The iPhone 12 Pro Max will be available at these prices: 128 gigabytes for $1,099, 256 gigabytes for $1,199, 512 gigabytes for $1,399.